Julianne Moore narrates anti-Trump attack video. COVID patient in charge of America's nuclear arsenal. By David M. Gee on October 29, 2020. Hollywood star Julianne Moore has narrated a new anti-Trump attack video that attempts to revive salacious and unflattering details from the president's past while mocking him as the COVID patient in charge of America's nuclear arsenal. The new video, created for the far-left Now This News, skips entirely over the president's many achievements in the White House, including his success in reviving the economy, renegotiating trade deals, achieving energy independence, and defeating ISIS abroad. Julianne Moore narrates the video with a dismissive tone, referring to the president as a little rich boy who grew up in a nearly all-white neighborhood. By the time he was 8 years old, he was a millionaire, says the Oscar-winning actress, who herself is estimated to be worth tens of millions of dollars. Watch below. The video takes a tour through Donald Trump's life, starting with his upbringing and continuing on to his rise in the cutthroat world of New York real estate. Julianne Moore hits every possible scandal and setback along the way while repeatedly questioning how much Trump is really worth. She omits the fact that President Trump has refused to accept a government salary and donates his pay each quarter. Moore makes the misleading claim that President Trump only paid $750 in federal income taxes in 2016 and 2017, when in fact he has paid tens of millions of dollars in federal taxes over the years. He paid $13.3 million in 2008. In 2005 and 2006, he paid a total of $56.9 million. As Breitbart News financial editor John Carney pointed out, the New York Times claim that President Trump paid just $750 and in 2016 and 2017 is wrong because the president used a credit issued to him earlier by the government to pay the bulk of his taxes that period. Now This News is a radical left media group specializing in creating viral videos intended to hurt its ideological opponents. The news organization has previously been caught spreading fake news about President Trump. Julianne Moore has used her social media accounts and celebrity platform to repeatedly attack the president, recently calling for NBC News to reschedule its town hall with the president because it would air the same time as a Joe Biden town hall on ABC. Follow David NG on Twitter at @HeyIt'sDavidNG. Have a tip? Contact me at dng@breitbart.com.